The ROG Ally X is better than my original Ally in a few key ways. It has much longer battery life, compatibility with full-sized M.2 SSDs, and slightly tuned performance. Only problem is, it costs like $250 more. What if there was a way that I could upgrade my original Ally to get most of the benefit of the Ally X? That is where the JSOX battery and thermal upgrade kit with backplate for ROG Ally comes in, along with this random little adapter I found on AliExpress.
Okay, well, that's disappointing.
Now, there's nothing I can do about the additional memory speed or capacity in the Ally X, so it will perform a little bit better than my machine, but the goal is for less than $100 to get most of the benefit of ASUS's upgraded machine on my original hardware. Scan QR code before installation. Check accessories and tools, watch video tutorial, read instruction tutorial. Don't mind if I do. Hey, there we go. Installation tutorial and whoa, whole page of precautions. You are not gonna have a warranty anymore. Cool. Wow, it comes with all the tools you need. Screwdriver. This manages to feel both cheap and expensive at the same time. Oh, I thought the bearing for the top was just loose, but it's actually another bit. I'll probably use the precision screwdriver set from LTTstore.com. What else we got in here? A little pair of generic side cutters. Look at this. Clear labels with exactly where every one of these screws goes with little highlighted red dots. Love to see it. Ooh, new battery. It's not quite the 80 watt hours of the Ally X, but 65 watt hours is a lot more than the 40 watt hours in the original Ally. I can't necessarily speak to the quality of the battery. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I guess I get to find out. Finally, there's a replacement backplate. Man, there's even more. We got gloves and, nice little heatsink here with pre-applied thermal pads. Okay, I feel ready. Well, first things first, let's get this battery disconnected. There we go. Do not disassemble. Sorry. They mean the battery itself, though. We're gonna reuse the original rear paddle buttons from the backplate that the Ally ships with, as well as our original triggers. Since we're looking at the original, there are a couple key differences. The fan filter mesh appears to be a little bit looser on the replacement. We no longer have the cool little like holographic accent here, and instead of an ROG logo, we've got a regular old fan intake vent, which honestly is probably better for cooling. Is this thicker? Can you tell? It appears that it's not. They've just removed this stuff that would get in the way of having a larger battery here. Oop. This can come off. See you later, buddy. Ooh, there we go. And now four screws later, we can pull out the original battery. There's my warranty void sticker. See you later, buddy. I have no idea how this would impact, say, for example, if I ran into the SD card slot problem on mine. Mine's an original launch unit, so it wouldn't have any mitigations or fixes. And a whoop, there she is. The instructions so far have been excellent, and this is a really nice bit here. They tell you to inspect the battery and make sure that there's no punctures or bulging before you put it in your device. You never know what's gonna happen in shipping, and I really appreciate them taking user safety seriously like that. Everything looks pretty good to me. Let's put our buttons back on here. Nice. I've wanted to do this upgrade for a while. I've been using my Ally a lot lately to play tape to tape, and I found myself extremely limited by its battery life. You know, it was actually Sam from editing who kind of got this on my radar, just like all the upgrades you can make to the original Ally.
You're modifying it.
Oh no. Hey, look at that. I wouldn't even know the they don't have as nice a finish on the back of the plastic. Okay, I think it's time for us to put the battery in. Whoa, no it isn't. First, we're gonna have to trim some protruding supports. This is the first minor deficiency I've seen in the instructions. They show you kind of where to clip at it, but they don't show you what the finished good job looks like. So I'm not 100% sure how much of this I need to remove. Let's see if the new battery goes in. Hey, there we go. Okay, this glove does fit. You cannot acquit. Secure the four screws for the battery. Now we plug the battery in. I'm really impressed so far. The instructions and pictures have been very clear, easy to follow along with, and, dude, we're only 20 minutes into this.
Apply the included photosensitive adhesive strip to the photosensitive sensor. Dude, we're almost there. Now I just gotta put on my little additional heatsink. I gotta be honest with you guys, I don't know how much more this is gonna do to cool the Ally, but it certainly can't. Ooh, interesting. It said that it was Ally compatible, but this is clearly not one of those right angle things. I didn't stop and look at it that closely. This is useless. I am stuck with the original 2230 Ally SSD. Okay, we're gonna have to throw something on screen to show you guys. Was it also supposed to cut? So you can see it reverses the direction. It makes it come this way. Was it also supposed to come with a right angle? And then I just didn't get it or lost it? Guess I'm not upgrading my SSD today. And besides, it seems like you have to kind of choose between upgrading the cooling of your SSD and also getting a little bit more heat away from this heat pipe and probably some incidental airflow from these fans over these fins here and upgrading your SSD. I'm a little surprised that this is just held on with thermal pad and then the one screw that goes through here. But I guess that's enough. Okay, back cover on. I can't believe we didn't make the console thicker. I was really expecting it to be thicker. I figured out what these are. They're little plugs for the XG mobile port. There we go. Okay, that's something. Here's a couple adhesive-backed, like grippy things for the rear buttons. I never really use them, so I'm not gonna bother with that. But I might put on these joystick grip enhancers. Oh, they are not great. Not very grippy. They're actually less grippy, but larger. I'm probably gonna hold off on those, personally. Okay, time to find out if this worked. Moment of truth. How does it compare to the Ally X? Let's start with weight. How did we add over 100 grams to, okay, that's really heavy. The heatsink, it didn't feel that heavy, you know? Feel this, seriously. It's brick-like in nature. I wonder if part of it is that the density of it is higher now because it's still, as you can see, it's still skinnier.
Wonder what kind of charge this battery has out of the box. Probably should have made sure it powered on before I closed it up.
Uh-oh. Prototype of our upcoming LTT cables. Cater well up. Hey, that's a good sign. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the Ally X has Thunderbolt, but that to me is not a major benefit because I actually have an XG Mobile eGPU. So the XG Mobile connector is higher performance, so I'd actually prefer that over Thunderbolt.
Does the X have better ergonomics?
Yes, but it almost seems like a byproduct of them having to make it thicker to fit that bigger battery. So these bulges come out a little bit more compared to the original Ally. The triggers are also larger and stuff. Personally, I have not found that it makes a meaningful difference in my limited time with the Ally X, though, for me.
Let's set these up the same. Am I not able to? I can't move it down. Are you serious right now? Okay, well, I guess it just kind of is what it is on the fan curves, and then we'll just have to account for that they're slightly different.
Okay, both of them are in a manual performance profile that puts us at about 25 watts with spikes up to 30 watts.
Okay, 60% screen brightness.
CPU is turboing a little bit higher on the OG Ally. GPU's clocks are locked, but that's what we expect. Temps are identical, and at least part of it probably just comes down to the fan curves, but the Ally is quite a bit louder. As I recall, ASUS also upgraded the fan geometry on the Ally X to make it quieter, so given equal temps, we're gonna have to give this to the Ally X's fans. Battery draw is near identical. That means our power profiles are behaving the same way. And I figure we'll just use the Steam Deck performance profile here. Already, I'm learning some pretty interesting stuff. My frame rate is slightly higher on the Ally X, which we would expect because it does have slightly faster memory, which when you're using onboard graphics is very, very important. So we're getting about 35, 36 FPS ripping around, and over here we're getting more like 34, 35. What's interesting though is that my CPU and GPU clock speeds are both higher on my original Ally, even though the APU wattage is identical at 25 watts. And my temperatures are also identical at 67 degrees. Performance is just plain better on the Ally X. And it's noticeably quieter with a nicer tonality to the sound. So you can really hear the difference here. Can you hear that? Hear the whine? Yeah. Of course, AAA games aren't really my jam, so why don't we try something a little lighter? And once again, the Ally X runs measurably faster in spite of its CPU running at a lower frequency, and it even manages to be a degree cooler. But again, I don't even play AA games. I pretty much just play this game, and I usually play it in the silent or 15 watt profile. So all that really matters to me is how much longer I can run away from the wall. I guess I also wouldn't mind knowing what the performance is. Oh man, the performance really is a lot better on the X, isn't it? 113 versus about 95 FPS. Realistically, it doesn't matter. Either of them is running fine. But like, dang. Really didn't realize it was that big of a deal. Thermals are identical. Now that I have both of them in a more reasonable power profile, so 17 watts on the Ally X and 15 watts on the Ally, the noise on both is acceptable. It really doesn't make that much of a difference till you ramp up the fans. And as for battery life, well, after the labs had a look at it, depending on how power hungry the game is, you can get anywhere from a massive improvement to a very significant, albeit more modest one. In conclusion, makes it quite a bit heavier, limits you from upgrading your SSD if you use the thermal upgrade module, and doesn't have the texture on the back that I guess I don't miss that much, but I definitely do miss a little. I could probably put the old battery back in there if I really needed to, or I could upgrade to the X, but for how much I paid? $80, man. I'm getting a lot of the benefit of the $250 X upgrade, plus I don't have to deal with the hassle of like selling my old Ally and then probably taking a loss on that as well. You know what? Overall, pretty happy. Great job, JSO. And great job, you, for being subscribed to Short Circuit.